This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. A luxury passenger train derailed this morning just outside of Rifle. The Canyon Spirit train struck a semi-tanker truck around 9:40 a.m. The tanker was split open during the crash, and Colorado State Patrol estimates 6,000 gallons of road oil spilled. The tanker's driver was taken to the hospital, but no other injuries were reported. Highway 6 will be closed for an extended period of time, and there's no estimate for when the rail line will reopen. The Environmental Protection Agency wants to roll back rules for cleaning up toxic coal ash. That's raising concerns about ongoing groundwater contamination at dozens of coal plants and waste dumps, including a dozen here in Colorado. Lisa Evans is a senior attorney with Earth Justice, an environmental law group, pushing back.
The proposal would significantly weaken health and environmental protections. It threatens to impact every coal ash dump and to allow industry to pollute more from those dumps.
Evans says some sites are already affecting groundwater and warns that reducing oversight could make cleanup more difficult in the future. Metro Denver residents can drop off downed tree branches and debris from the latest snowstorm. In Jefferson County, the Jeffco Road and Bridge South Shop in Littleton is assisting with cleanup efforts. The shop is accepting tree branches and limbs as well as pine debris. In Denver, small branches can be placed inside compost bins or dropped off at the Cherry Creek Recycling Drop-Off Center. Bundles of branches that are 50 pounds or less can be picked up with the city's large item pickup service. This is CPR News.